Okay, fact or fiction, all breast lumps are cancerous. Only women, older women, get breast cancer. Only women with a family history of breast cancer are at risk. Deodorants and underwear bras, no, can cause breast cancer. Breast implants cause breast cancer.
Welcome to TMC Talks, the Medical City podcast, where we explore important health and wellness topics. I'm Dr. Leia Pineda, and today we are diving into an incredibly important topic as part of the Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Did you know that breast cancer is the most common cancer affecting women worldwide? But good news is that early detection, advancement in treatment, and increasing awareness, the survival rates are improving. So in this episode, we'll be talking about importance of breast cancer awareness, prevention strategies, and the medical advancements making a difference today. So we'll be joined by Dr. Pierrette Cao to share insights about breast cancer and how we can support patients and survivors better. So let's get started.
Hi, Leia. Okay.
Hi, Ma'am.
Yeah, it's October Breast Cancer Month. Quite fitting for this episode.
So just some few questions, so we can at least answer the most common questions from our patients. So can you explain what breast cancer is and why it's such a common cancer among women?
So breast cancer is an abnormal growth of cancer cells in the breast, no, after which they mutate, become tumors, and which eventually spread to other areas of the body. And up to now, no, we still really don't know why breast cancer is so common, so prevalent, no, in women. We just know that there are risk factors which we can modify, no, to help decrease the risk for breast cancer.
What are these risk factors that we can modify, and which are risk factors that we really cannot do anything about?
Right. No, we have modifiable and non-modifiable risk factors. No, and non-modifiable risk factors. We have, syempre, age. No, we can't change our age. As we get older, our cells mutate, and we get more prone to many different types of cancers. No. Family history, we can't change our family. So if you have a strong family history of cancer with first degree relatives, your risk increases by at least twice if you have one first degree relative, and even twice or thrice if you have two or more first degree relatives. You have your mother, daughter, or your sister. If you have your menstruation before the age of 12, or if you have your menopause at more than 55 years of age, then your risk also increases. So what about the modifiable ones? No, of course, nulliparity and getting pregnant at more than 30 years of age. I think we can modify this. So you get pregnant earlier, no? And then taking in hormonal replacement therapy. These are combination of estrogen and progesterone pills, no? If you take them for at least 5 to 10 years, then your risk increases, no? Being obese, unfortunately, no, if our body mass index is more than 25% of our ideal body weight, it increases your risk as well, no? If you're exposed to radiation therapy at an early age, let's say you had lymphoma, you're being treated with radiation for a long period of time, higher dose, no, as well as if you've been exposed to those nuclear accidents, you know, Chernobyl, yes, your risk increases. Taking in alcohol, no, if you're taking alcohol for like at least 30 grams, no, that's like 2.5 drinks or 2.5 beers a day, daily, then your risk also increases.
And also, I think being female is...
Yes, definitely.
Definitely.
No,
we cannot modify that.
Agree. No, only 1% of men get breast cancer. So being female in itself is also a risk.
So being women, being prone to having breast cancer, what can you say about early detection? So how is it so critical when it comes to breast cancer?
Okay, definitely important, no? Because we cannot prevent breast cancer, at least not at this point in time, but we can get them early. The earlier we get the tumors, the better the survival, the more options there are available, and some of them can even be cured, no, when you get them really early. So that's why screening is quite important, no, Leah, as you very well know.
Mm, yeah.
So I'll go to the...
Yeah, can you just walk us through how we do, or what are the common methods for early detection of breast cancer?
Of course, the most popular one and the most hated among all the different tests would be the digital mammogram. No, most patients don't want it. It's painful, but unfortunately, again, it's the most important screening tool at this point in time. We usually want them to be screened at starting at age 40 or even earlier for those patients with a very strong family history or those with breast cancer genes, BRCA1 and 2. There's a slightly controversial issue to it because abroad, some task force guidelines have recommended doing it starting 45, but most cancer societies still recommend doing it at 40 years of age yearly. Of course, we also need the help of our breast ultrasound, and patients at 30 should start being clinically screened or being examined by a surgeon.
Yeah, especially if they have family history of breast cancer. And also for our patients or for our viewers, don't fear mammogram. Yes, it will make some squeeze on your breast, but it's not really painful and it's fast. And because not all breast cancers are bucal, and only mammogram can see that. That's the reason why we advocate mammogram, even if you don't like it. Okay, so having convinced our patients to be screened, so what are some common treatment options available for breast cancer today?
Well, surgery is still the mainstay of treatment. No, it will not go away. But nowadays, depending on the exact tumor biology, no, unlike before, surgery talaga yung una. Nowadays, no, chemotherapy can be the first treatment and then surgery. So it's really up to the attending surgeon to explain and to see what is the best initial treatment. But in general, we have surgery, we have chemotherapy, we have radiation, no, we have hormonal therapy, we also have targeted therapy, no. But I suppose the most interesting part would be surgery. So I'd like to expound more on the surgical options, no. We have mastectomy, you take out the entire breast, no, it's disfiguring, but it does the job, no. We have other options now available, not just mastectomy. So we have partial mastectomy, wherein you take out not only the breast tumor, but also a surrounding margin of normal tissue, and making sure that the margins are all clear and negative for cancer. And then we also have, of course, the mastectomies with reconstruction, no? The Angelina Jolie surgery, wherein we take out the entire breast, and then afterwards we use the tissue from the tummy or yung bilbil natin, no? We use it, we dissect it, mobilize, and put it in the breast envelope. So after the surgery, you still have a breast even if you undergo breast surgery, no? Aside from that, we can also use implants in place of your tummy in case we cannot use your tummy. And of course, aside from doing the breast surgery, we also do the axillary node surgery, yung mga kulani natin, no? We do sentinel node biopsies. We only get like a sampling of your lymph nodes. We get at least mga 3 lymph nodes. We check if they're positive for the tumor. We take them out. If they're negative, then we don't need to remove everything. So that's why we can save your lymph nodes. Unlike before, we completely remove all of the lymph nodes. Now, we only remove them when they're involved, no? Thereby saving the patients from the side effect, the complication of lymphedema, wherein the arm gets so swollen, no? So edematous, and then you cannot use your arm now, it's numb. So at least we have these newer techniques wherein the patient is spared of these complications, especially if the lymph nodes are not involved.
Yeah, thank you, Dr. Rakao, for explaining that clearly, because some of our patients, they are very afraid once we tell them that, oh, your lymph nodes are involved or we have to take out the lymph nodes, then they suddenly say, ha, may kulani ako. But of course, lymph node sampling or the sentinel lymph node sampling is very important because it's included in the staging of breast cancer and the treatment of breast cancer as well. So all of us have lymph nodes or colani, but we just need to sample it or remove it for the treatment.
Yeah, it's nice that you mentioned that because they think that just because it's breast cancer, you just take out the breast. But in fact, no, you have to take out both the breast and the lymph nodes for it to be a complete type of surgery. Otherwise, it's incomplete. It's a useless surgery.
Yeah, so breast cancer surgery not just involves the breast, but also involves the lymph nodes in the axilla. Yes. So that's how we do it here. So having said that, how can our listeners get involved in raising awareness for breast cancer during this month and throughout the year?
Actually, we start from our own family unit. No, we make sure that the important women in our lives make sure that they get screened and they get seen by a surgeon, no? Your mom, your daughter, your sister, your wife, no? The most important women in our families, no? Of course, other than that, we have activities here in the Medical City yearly. We do share our hair, no? We raise awareness for those women who get bald after chemotherapy. So we get these all of these hair samples, and we make a wig and we give it to our breast cancer patients undergoing chemotherapy. We also have our Segunda Mamo, wherein we sell secondhand and vintage clothing and luxury bags, no? The profits of which go to our charity breast cancer patients. We also have our art exhibit, no? The proceeds are also going to our charity breast cancer patients. So come join us every year. You know, we have all of these activities, so you should join us here at the Medical City for all these activities. It's quite important.
Yes. Yeah, for the benefit of our indigent patients also. So we now go to the second part of this podcast wherein we're going to debunk common myths and misconceptions related to breast cancer.
Let's go to the second portion of our session. This is the more exciting part, no? Our patients constantly ask us about these myths and misconceptions. So Dr. Pineda will be a resource person. I'll be the host. It's a turnaround. So let's get right on to it with these misconceptions, and let's set the record straight. So, fact or fiction, Leia? Only women with a family history of breast cancer are at risk.
So, definitely a myth. Okay, every woman is at risk of having breast cancer, regardless whether they have family history or not. 80% of the time, breast cancer happens sporadically, meaning by chance. So, every woman are at risk of having breast cancer.
Okay, second fact or fiction. Only women, older women, get breast cancer.
Another myth, okay, or another fiction. So, well, breast cancer happens more commonly in the older women, but now we are seeing more and more younger patients. So, get screened early.
Yeah, that's a very, this one should really be a myth, no? We're seeing younger and younger women now, so it doesn't mean that if you're young, you cannot get it. Okay, fact or fiction, deodorants and underwear bras, no, can cause breast cancer.
Okay, again, a myth. Okay, breast cancer, as Dr. Cao said earlier, is caused by mutations in the cell development in our breasts. So deodorants are used to prevent body odors, and underwear bras to lift our breast. And definitely, even if you don't wear bra, you can still have breast cancer.
Okay, fact or fiction, all breast lumps are cancerous.
Oh, definitely a myth also. Most women, they have lumps on their breast, but these are just benign. Some are just cysts, meaning water masses or water lumps, or some even have solid lumps, but those are just fibroadenomas, which are benign. So not because you have a lump, it's automatically cancer. So
in fact, majority are benign.
Yes, in fact, majority are benign.
Okay. Fact or fiction, breast implants cause breast cancer.
Another myth. So we, as Dr. Cao discussed a while ago, we use breast implants also to reconstruct the breast after surgery. So definitely this is a myth.
So that's all the time we have. Thank you very much to our viewers and our listeners for sharing your time with us, and so that we could also share our thoughts and our expertise with you. So any final tips? Do we have any final tips for our viewers?
Get your mammogram and breast ultrasound now. Early detection saves lives.
Yes, that's a great tip. So we need to do early screening, early detection. So for today's episode, our conversation on breast cancer doesn't end here. No, as we've learned, awareness, detection, and support can make all the difference in our fight against breast cancer. So if you found this helpful, please share it with others who might benefit from this information. Don't forget to subscribe to the Medical City's Facebook, YouTube, Spotify, and for more episodes on health and wellness. By the way, online appointments are also available at the Breast Center. The link is down below. So until next time, let's stay healthy, take care, and let's continue the fight against breast cancer together. Thank you.
Bye-bye.